This is the Sakar Murli of 6th of November 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are now on the shore and have to go across to the other side. Prepare to return home. Question. By remembering which aspect will your stage become unshakable and immovable? Answer. Past is past. Do not worry about the past, but continue to move forward. Constantly continue to look at the One, and your stage will become unshakable and immovable. You have now left the limits of the Iron Age, so why should you look back? Your intellect should not be pulled by that at all. This is a very subtle study. Om Shanti. Days continue to change and time continues to pass. Just think about it. Time has passed from the Golden Age until now, the end of the Iron Age, and you are on the shore. The cycle of the Golden, Silver, Copper and Iron Ages is like a model. This world is very large. You children have now understood this model. Previously, you didn't know that it is now the end of the Iron Age. You children now understand this. Therefore, your intellect should go around the whole cycle from the Golden Age up to now and come and stand on the shore of the end of the Iron Age. You should understand that time continues to tick away and that the drama cycle continues to turn. How much of the drama is there left to come? Just a little now remains. Previously you didn't know this. The Father has told you that only a little corner now remains. There is very little time left before you leave this world and go to that other world. You have now received this knowledge. We have been around the cycle from the Golden Age and have now come to the end of the Iron Age. We now have to return home. There are entrance and exit gates. It is the same here. You children should explain that you now just have a small stretch of the shore left. This is the most elevated confluence age. We are now standing on the shore. There is very little time left. Our attachments to this old world now have to be removed. We now have to go to the new world. You have been given a very simple explanation. Keep this in your intellects. You should continue to turn the cycle around in your intellects. You are no longer in the Iron Age. You have left that side. Therefore, since you have left the old world, why should you remember those on the other side? We are now at the most elevated confluence age. And so why should we look back? Why should our intellects be connected in yoga to the vicious world? These are very subtle matters. Baba knows that some children don't even understand a pennyworth. As soon as they hear something, they forget it. You must not look back. Use your intellect for everything. We are going across to the other side, so why should we look back? Past is past. The Father says, I explain such refined matters to you. In spite of that, why do you children constantly keep looking back? Your heads are still turned towards the Iron Age. The Father says, turn your heads this way. That old world is of no use to you. Baba inspires you to have disinterest in the old world. A new world is in front of you, and you must have disinterest in the old world. Just think, is our stage like that? The Father says, past is past. Don't remember the past. Don't have any desires of the old world. You must now just have the one elevated desire of going to the land of happiness. Just keep the land of happiness in your intellects. Why should you turn back? However many of you do turn back, you are now at the most elevated confluence age. You have moved away from the old world. This is something that has to be understood. You mustn't come to a standstill anywhere. Don't look around anywhere. Don't remember the past. The Father says, continue to move forward and don't look back. Continue to look in one direction, because only then will your stage become unshakable, stable, and immovable. By continuing to look back to that side, you'll continue to remember your friends and relatives, etc., of the old world. It is number-wise. Today someone is moving along very well, and tomorrow he falls and becomes disheartened. There are such bad omens that they don't even feel like listening to the Murli. Just think about it. It does happen like this, does it not? The Father says, you are now standing at the confluence. Therefore, just keep looking ahead. Only when you remember that a new world is in front of you will you have happiness. You are now within calling distance. It is said, we are now able to see the trees of our land. If you call out, they will very quickly be able to hear you. To be within calling distance means for them to be just in front of you. As soon as you remember the deities, they will come. Previously, they didn't come. Did those from your in-laws' family come to the subtle region before? Now those from your parents' home and those from your in-laws' home come together. Even then, while moving along, some children forget. Their intellect's yoga moves backwards. The Father says, this is the last birth of all of you. You mustn't move back. You have to go to the other side. You have to go across from this side to the other side. Death too is coming close. You just have to take one step. When the boat reaches the shore, you have to take one step onto that side. You children have to stand on the shore. It is in the intellects of you souls that you are going to your sweet home. Even if you remember this in happiness, it will make you unshakable and immovable. Continue to churn the ocean of this knowledge. This is a question of your intellects. We souls are leaving. We are now very close, within calling distance. Very little time remains. This is called the pilgrimage of remembrance. You forget this. You even forget to write your chart. Put your hand on your heart, each one of you, and ask yourself, is my stage like the one that Baba describes as being within calling distance? There has to be only the remembrance of Baba in your intellects. Baba teaches you the pilgrimage of remembrance in many different ways. Remain intoxicated on the pilgrimage of remembrance. That's all. We now have to return. All the relationships here are false. The relationships in the Golden Age are real. Look at yourselves to see where you are standing. Keep this cycle from the Golden Age onwards in your intellects. You are spinners of the discus of self-realization. From the Golden Age, you have been around the cycle and are now standing on the shore. It is within calling distance, is it not? Some children waste a lot of time. They stay in remembrance for hardly 5 to 10 minutes. You have to become those who spin the discus of self-realization throughout the whole day. However, it isn't like that. Baba explains to you in many different ways. This refers to souls. Your intellects should continually be rotating the cycle. Why does this remembrance not remain in your intellects? We are now standing on the shore. Why don't you keep the shore in your intellects? Since you know that you are becoming the most elevated beings, go and stand on the shore. Continue to move like a louse, very slowly around the cycle. Why don't you practice this? Why don't you keep the cycle in your intellects? This is the discus of self-realization. Baba continues to explain the whole cycle from the beginning. Let your intellects go around the whole cycle and come and stand on the shore. There shouldn't be any external complications or influence of the external atmosphere. Day by day, you children have to continue to go into silence. You mustn't waste your time. Forget the old world and connect your intellects in yoga to the new relations. If you don't have yoga, how would your sins be cut away? You know that this world is going to end. Its model is so tiny. This world is of 5,000 years duration. There is a model of heaven in Ajmer, but do those people remember heaven? What do they know of heaven? They believe that heaven will come after 40,000 years. The Father sits here and explains to you children, while doing everything in this world, keep it in your intellects that this world is going to end. We now have to return home. We are now standing at the end. We take every step like a louse, moving very slowly. The destination is very high. The Father knows the destination. Together with the Father, there is also Dada. Since that one explains, can this one not explain? This one also listens to him. Would this one not churn the ocean of this knowledge? The Father continues to give you points to churn. It isn't that Brahma Baba is very far behind. He is just behind me, like my tail. And so how could he be far behind? You have to imbibe all of these deep things. Renounce being careless. Children come here to Baba after 2 years. Do they remember they are so close that they are standing on the shore? We now have to return home. What else do you need if you have such a stage? Baba has explained that the term double crown is used, but there is no crown of light there. That is just a symbol of purity. A halo of light is definitely shown in the pictures of the founders of religions, because they are viceless and sato pradhan. They then become rajo and tamo. You children have now received this knowledge, and so you should be intoxicated with this. Although you are in this world, your intellect should connect in yoga there. You have to fulfill your responsibility here. Those who belong to this clan will emerge. The sapling has to be planted. Those who belong to the original, eternal deity religion will definitely come sooner or later. Those who come later will go ahead of those who came earlier. This will continue to happen until the end. New ones will quickly go ahead of the older ones. The examination is based on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Although someone may have come late, if he keeps himself busy on the pilgrimage of remembrance and renounces everything else, he has to eat, but if he stays in remembrance very well, then there is no other nourishment like that of happiness. The only concern you should have is of returning home. You receive your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. The mercury of happiness rises for those who win a lottery. You have to make a lot of effort. This is known as the last, the invaluable birth. A great deal of pleasure is experienced by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Hanuman too became stable by making effort. The haystack was set ablaze. The kingdom of Ravan was burnt. They simply made up a story. The father sits here and explains real things to you. The kingdom of Ravan will end. This is known as a stable intellect. We are now within calling distance and are going home. Make effort to stay in remembrance and your mercury of happiness will rise. Your lifespans will increase with the power of yoga. The divine virtues that you imbibe now will remain with you for half a cycle. You make so much effort in this one birth that you become like Lakshmi and Narayan. So you should make that much effort. Don't make mistakes or waste time in this respect. Those who do something receive the reward of it. The Father continues to give you teachings. You understand that you become the masters of the world every cycle. You perform wonders in such a short time. You change the whole world. This is not a big thing for the Father. He does it every cycle. The Father says, while walking and moving around, while eating and drinking, connect your intellects in yoga with the Father. The Father sits here and explains these incognito aspects to you children. Continue to make your stage very good. Otherwise, you will not be able to claim a high status. You children continue to make effort number-wise. You understand that you are now standing on the shore. Why should you look back? You must continue to step forward. A great deal of introspection is required for this. This is why there is the example of the tortoise. All of these examples, etc., are for you. Sannyasis are hatha yogis. They cannot teach you Raja Yoga. When those people hear you, they think that you are insulting them. This is why you have to write these things very tactfully. No one but the Father can teach you Raja Yoga. You have to speak indirectly so that they don't get upset. You have to interact with diplomacy so that the snake is killed but the stick doesn't break. Have love for your family, but connect your intellects in yoga with the One Father. You know that you are now following the directions of the One. These directions are for becoming deities. They are what are known as undivided directions. You children have to become deities. How many times have you become those? Countless times. You are now at the confluence age. This is your last birth. You now have to return home. Why should you look back? Even if you do look back, you must remain very stable. Don't forget your destination. You are the brave warriors who conquer Maya. You now understand that this cycle of victory and defeat continues to turn. This knowledge of Babas is so wonderful. Did you know this before? Each of you has to consider yourself to be a point. A whole part is recorded in such a tiny point, and this cycle continues to turn. It is so very wonderful. You just have to say that it is a wonder and leave it at that. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Baptada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Don't turn your head and look behind you. Don't come to a standstill for any reason. Keep looking at the One Father and make your stage stable. 2. Keep it in your intellect that you are now standing on the shore. You have to return home. Therefore, stop being careless. Make incognito effort to create such a stage. Blessing. May you be detached, loving, and free from any other thoughts, and receive everyone's love from their heart. The children who have the virtue of being detached and loving, and the speciality of being free from any other thoughts, that is, those who have this blessing are loved by everyone. This is because by remaining detached, they automatically receive everyone's love from their heart. With their powerful stage of being free from any other thoughts and their elevated activity, they become instruments to serve many. Therefore, they remain content, and they also benefit others. They automatically attain success in every task they do. Slogan. The one word, Baba, is the key to all treasures. Always look after this key carefully. Avyakt signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage. Ashariri and Videhi. You will be able to become detached from your costume in a second when there is no tightness of any sanskars. When something is stuck, it is difficult to undo it. When there is looseness, it is easy to become separated. In the same way, if there isn't any easiness in your sanskars, You will not then be able to experience being bodiless or remaining easy and alert. Om Shanti.